Now I just feel like I really need to go back to Monaco and just like ride my bike, shut the door and do nothing else. But you just sort of tell yourself, yeah, but at the end of the day, if it does go tits up tomorrow, it's just a bike race. Like, it's not going to change anything. But it's not just a bike race either. Like, you're leading the biggest race there is, and you could end up winning it.
It's always important to have a diverse array of storytellers because you've got so many different people, sportswomen, sportsmen coming from different backgrounds, different ethnic backgrounds, different class backgrounds. I always think it's important to have more than one type of perspective on anything, but particularly when it comes to female journalists, if you want stories to be told in a different way and focusing on stuff that normally wouldn't be picked up, it's important to have those different authors.
I think one of the best moments I had there was when Bradley and Cav won the World Madison in Manchester. You're right there, I was trackside coach for them on the day, and all the crowd going for it. You know, they're exciting moments. So each and every single one of them are pretty special, aren't they? It's hard to choose between them.
I've got a different story to tell now. There's bitterness, there's anger, disappointment, but also I've actually got what I should have, because there's plenty of athletes. We can go back to someone like Sharon Davis, who probably should be Olympic champion. You know, she's never really going to get that medal. And there's athletes like her who knew there was doping going on and being cheated by doping, who should probably be Olympic champion.
So I saw a YouTube video with you, and you started it off by saying, you know, imagine that you had this device that could make you happy, could make you more confident, could make you more successful, a more balanced individual. And then the punchline is, you have that machine and it's your mind. Can it really be as simple as that?
All of our success is based around emotion and thinking. That's what can either make you successful or unsuccessful. How you use and manage emotion and thinking. What I'm about is you understanding yourself, managing yourself by using skills and emotions, thinking, behaviour, and then getting the best out of yourself, whatever it is you're trying to do, whether it's relationships, professional stuff, getting a medal, competing. It doesn't matter. It's just, how do I use this machine?